Live from Gary O'Neill Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the Sea Plan New Show. Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go.
What's up? Welcome. Ooh, I'm on 10 right now. Wow. Wow. I don't even know why I'm on 10. I'm always on 10. Two sideways, Las Vibras. You know the vibes. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sea Plan New Show with me, professional mindset coach, business coach, all the different coaches, Mr. Gary O'Neill Jr. And as always, when you see me out in the street drinking monkey farts, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Please, please don't forget the junior. Please don't. Shout out to Pops. And we have another Power Pack podcast here. Season 5, episode 9. This is over 100 episodes if you're counting. Oh, man. Season 5, episode 9. 6 felonies to 6 figures. And I have the wonderfully amazing, talented, oh, man, just an amazing person that I, you know, we got to have amazing people on this show. Monique Chapman. Oh, listen, I am so excited to have her on the show. She owns the Groom Room Spa, the number one award-winning Groom Room Spa. She needs to have one here in Baltimore. I'm going to see if she can get one here in Baltimore. I'm going to see if she can get there. Give me a VIP pass. I'm there every day. All right. Award-winning. She's the owner of the Groom Room Spa. And guess what? And a bunch of other things that we'll get into. And also, we're going to talk about beard care because, you know, hey, guys, this episode is for you. Well, this episode is for everyone. This is rated E for everyone, where we're going to talk about beard care as well as her journey, not just into business, but in life in general. Okay. All right. So I'm so excited on having amazing guests like this on the show. So without further ado, can we get to our Sea Plan Do shout out? See, you thought I was gonna go here. Let's get to our shout outs. My day one A1 listeners. See, you thought I was gonna go somewhere else. My day one A1 listeners, shout out to you, my executive producers, my OGs, my people that have been around, my candy corn crew since day one, A1 listeners, people that are watching this for the first time, listening to this for the first time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. People that are in the United States, people that are outside of the United States, people that have gotten slapped or are going to slap someone, please don't. But thank you, thank you, thank you for checking out the episode. You literally could have been anywhere in the world. You could have been watching anything in the world, but you are here with me, baby. You're here with me. And I appreciate that, fam. I appreciate you, sis. I appreciate you. All right? So let's get to our seed plan do moment of the week, as always, sponsored by the best CPR company in the planet. Not just East Coast, not West Coast, not in surrounding counties or cities or your metropolitan area, in the world, based upon what people are telling me every single day. All right. And right after a brief commercial from our sponsor, we'll get right to it.
Are you looking to get certified in CPR, first aid, or other life-saving skills? Heart Savers Maryland is your premier CPR training facility. Individual and classroom sessions available. Schedule your training at heartsaversmd.com. Each second counts. Get trained today.
All right, here is your C Plan Do moment of the week. It's entitled Courage. Now, if you've been a fan of this show, if you watch the show for over 100 plus episodes, you know that I've talked about courage, because courage is a real thing. And sometimes fear, depression, anxiety, the unknown tries to extinguish the flame of what you want to do. And so I'm here today to tell you, one, as I always say on the show, you know you can do whatever you want, right? I want you to write that down today, that you can do whatever you want, but it takes courage to be able to do it. It takes courage. I know that last week, because I'm not even bringing it up anymore, I know we saw what happened with Will Smith and Chris Rock. But one of the best quotes that I got from Chris Rock is that he talked about when he had a broken down hoopty, an old beat up car that would cut off here and there. And he said that, hey, when the car would break down, he would try to get a ride and people would just, they would just drive by him. He said then at some point he sort of got fed up, and you know what he would do? He would get out, he would start pushing. And you know what happened? People would stop and they would start helping him push. Because we have to put in the work. People have to see you putting in the work, and you have to prove it to yourself. People are achieving amazing things every day. People are overcoming adversity every day. But people are also suffering from things that they can get help with. And it takes courage. What does courage look like, Gary? It doesn't mean that you're putting on, that you're strapping up, or that you have a sword and a shield and you're ready to go out here. Sometimes it is calling someone for assistance, saying, I need help. I have a problem. I would like to do more. I would like to be better. I would like to do this or that. So today, as your challenge, as your coaching challenge, I just charge you with, guess what? Having the courage to do what you want to do, to do what's necessary for you. All right. Les Brown talks about, imagine you're on your deathbed and you're surrounded by the ghosts of the goals you didn't achieve, the things that you did not do. That, to be honest, can I be honest with you guys? That frightens me, to not do what I want to do. So when I say I want to have a podcast, here we are. When I say I want to be a life coach, here we are. But own businesses, here we are. Be an amazing dad, here we are. And I just say, hey, having courage isn't some magical potion. It's not in monkey farts. All right? It's in you. All right, that's your C-Plan Do moment of the week entitled Courage. You got it. I promise you, you got it. All right, can we get to our song of the week? Our song of the week. And guess what, guys? As always with YouTube, if you're watching me right now, look first. Hopefully you've liked, shared, and subscribed. Like, what are you doing? Are you serious right now? Like, don't wait till I blow up, because I'm not going to know you. I'm not going to know you. I'm going to be chilling. I'm like, oh, remember Gary? I'm like, do you like candy corn? No, I'm out. All right. Now what I've added in the, comment section, you'll see what the song of the week is, but I made a playlist for all of the songs that you can vibe out to. Listen, it might be some hitters, it might be some ones that you don't know, but guess what? Check it out. So right after a word from my sponsor, you'll hear that amazing song of the week, and then we're going to get right into our entree, where we have Miss Monique Chapman, master groomer, award-winning owner of a groom room, that she's going to hook me up with constant products every week. Let's see. I said it, but I got to manifest it. All right. Here's a word from my sponsor.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
I got this. Shut her in.
Young G's.
Yeah!
Know you have the green light to do what you want to do. All right, so that is your Greenlight Entertainment song of the week. And guess what? If you have a song of the week that you say, hey Gary, you should check this out, send it to me. And guess what? I'm gonna credit you with the show. You'll be an executive producer of the show. You won't get money, but I'm still gonna credit you. Okay, all right, you could put that on your resume. All right, you could walk into a job interview and you can say, hey, you know what? You ever check out the C Plan D show? And they're going to say, of course, we watch it every week on Tuesdays when it drops. Hey, remember that season 5, episode 10? That was me, baby. All right, they got to hire you. All right, let's get to season 5, episode 9. I am so excited to have this episode. Hashtag 6 felonies to 6 figures with Monique Chapman. All right, but let's get her on here, right? So you guys already know. Guess what? When you see this change, you already know what's happening. Monique, what's going on? I can't hear you. You're on mute.
Yeah, I was on mute.
It's okay.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, what is going on? Thank you for taking time out of your extremely busy day to be able to come on to the show. All right.
No, thank you, because you made my day. Not only did you try and like my products, but you thought enough to research me and to get me on so other people could know about me. And that I'm very I'm humbly appreciative for.
Guys, we didn't even get to that yet, but let me tell you something. Okay, watch this. See how I easily glide my finger down my beard? Okay, outside of genetics. Outside of that, and just the vibe, guess what? That's product right there, okay? All right, so let me tell you how this came about. So got a belated birthday present from Miyoshi. Shout out to Miyoshi. She got me a belated birthday product, and I said, okay, beard stuff. All right, took a shower that night, as always, okay? Got to wash off the day, put that product on, and I said, oh, it's never been as silky. I said, I started following her. After I dried off and put my clothes on, of course, went to go follow her. Bang. I said, hey, can you come on the show? She said, yes. And look where we at. That's how it works, guys. That's how the universe works. Okay. All right. So do I have your permission to talk about you and read your bio?
Yes.
Here on the show. That's what we do. So Monique Chapman is the founder of the number one award-winning Groom Room Men's Spa. She's the owner of the Love Monkey Beard brand and a motivational speaker. Now, that's her bio, right? And I say, oh, wait a minute, it's more stuff. She is, outside of those things, she's an author, a business coach, right? And she has an amazing story that even in pre-production we talked about. So formally, welcome to the show, Monique. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's how we do
it. I'm glad to be here.
Right. So season 5, episode 9, 6 felonies to 6 figures. And we'll get to that in a moment.
So wait, do you see the numbers from a 5 to 9? No, it's 9 to 5. Huh. 6 felonies to 6 figures.
Yeah. And guess what, guys? So, and we're going to, let me tell you this. So a lot of times let me pull you behind the podcasting curtain. For me, a lot of times I like to let the guest pick the name of the show. I already have an idea for the name of the show, but I like to see what they talk about. So when I said, okay, I thought that she might have said Groom Room. She might have said Love Monkey. She could have said any one of the businesses that she has. And she says 6 felonies to 6 figures. And I said, why? And we're going to get to that in a moment. And I think this is extremely powerful. All right. So, but before we get into those award-winning interview, all right, here on the See Plan Do show, Monique, I know we just connected. I know you've been checking out some of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? On this show, you already got the questions. Everyone that watches the show knows that everyone gets the questions beforehand to have this award-winning interview.
I didn't read the questions.
Yeah. See, look at that. I'm going to edit that right out.
No.
I didn't waste my time writing it just to her to just say that. I'm editing that.
No, you want to know why? Because people have the tendency to practice, and mm-hmm. I don't want to practice. I want to be genuine. I know my life. I know my business. So I want everything to be authentic. So I never write speeches, and I don't really care what you ask me because it's about me, right?
Okay. Yep. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see how you feel about this. We'll see how you feel about these questions.
Okay.
In our number one, see, you got the number one award winning men's spa, which I have to go. I have to go, guys. I got to get flued out.
Go up.
She's in New York. All right. The number one segment, often imitated, can never be duplicated. Because Tu Sabes Las Vibras, you know the vibes. Fuego. All right, Monique, these are questions that, hey, you said you like to freestyle, right?
Yeah.
Good. As you said that. Question number one that we always ask on this question on the show, Monique. Wings, flats or drums?
Say that one more time.
Wings, chicken wings.
Flats.
Flats. Judges, ding. And she could have also said C, all of the above. Thank you so much. All right, next question. Blue cheese or ranch?
Ranch.
Okay, so we are, guys, you already know she's 1 for 1. That's not the correct answer. The answer is blue cheese. All right, I got you. I know. I already realized we're going to have a tough time on this show. All right, what is currently right now your favorite gadget?
My favorite gadget right now is I have this little squeegee that I squeeze all day. It's like a tension ball.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. So, all right. 2 more questions as we wrap up Fuego Rapido with Monique Chapman. All right. Next question. 90s artist. If you could only listen to one 90s R&B artist or group, that's it. You had some type of deficiency where you could only listen to their music the entire time. Who or what group would this be?
It would be Life Jennings.
Life Jennings? Oh, wow. No one has ever said that on the show. Okay. Yeah. All right, cool. Where is Life Jennings right now? What is he doing?
Listen, I met him one time. Somebody surprised me on my birthday, and I was surprised to see him, but I have not seen him in a while. I have no idea where his music is or where he is.
I know he
got a few kids.
Right.
No, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, cool. And last
question. If you would have said rap, it would have been Young Jeezy. I'm a total Jeezy fan all the way. That's my motivator.
103.
Yeah, 103. Like, yeah. That's
when
me.
When I scramble eggs for my kids' breakfast, I just feel like there's an alternative. There's an alternative reality where I'm whipping it up in the kitchen.
No.
Okay. I'm telling you, it could have went the other way. All right. Guess what? Bonus question. Okay. I thought about this early because I was thinking about what I had for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Grits. Do you eat grits?
No? I do.
Okay.
No sugar.
Okay. That's it. That's the perfect thing. Correct. That's the perfect answer. And our last, this is a staple question. Can I be honest with you, Monique? I'd be having problems with this question.
Okay, come on. Bring it.
I want to continue to have a quality show, and it seems like we're having an amazing show. Would you say right now we're having an amazing show?
Yes, yes, I agree.
Probably the best show, probably one of the best podcast episodes you've been in your life, right?
Yes.
Good. Okay, I'm going to delete that pause that happened after I said that. I'm going to just speed it right up.
I had to think about, like, I've never really been.
Nothing to think about. Nothing.
Okay, it's the best.
Thank you. You can't keep looking the other. You can't keep looking over there.
No, like, I heard something.
Okay. All right. Last question that I've struggled with people.
Mm-hmm.
What are your views on candy corn?
Disgusting. I'm not eating candy corn. I've tried it. I hate it. I don't like the smell of it. Mm-hmm. I don't like candy corn. I'm sorry. Halloween used to be my favorite holiday, but candy corn was never one of my favorite things.
Oh, never one of your favorite things.
Yeah,
got it. Okay. So,
would you like some?
I have some because we here on the Seed Plant Do Show we enjoy candy corn over here. So
yeah, I won't. Yeah,
thanks. Guys, I'm not even talking to Monique right now. Guys, why do I keep putting myself through this?
I don't like
it. Why do I put myself through this? I keep expecting that it's on. You know what? I don't even know what the stats are. Out of all of the hundreds of people that come on the show, is it only like 8 people who really like candy corn like me? Is it only?
Do they also like black licorices?
See, I hate that you just did that. Just because I like, we can talk about what's in that cup too in a moment. But yeah, guys, please don't associate people liking candy corn with liking black licorice. We don't like black licorice like everybody else doesn't like black licorice. And no, candy corn is not wax before you say that, because I feel like you ready to say that. No one likes black licorice. No one. Psychopaths like black licorice. We're going to move on, because now I just feel a certain way. See, now I was at a 10. Now
my ex eat black licorice, and I would agree. Psychopaths.
See, there you go.
Licorice. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you for playing Fuego. Rapido.
You got your own noises.
That's what I do.
You do the ad libs. Okay. Cool.
That's what you gotta do. Just like with Jeezy. Yo.
Yeah.
That's right. See, I should start doing that.
Yeah.
All right. So, can we get to these questions? Because, I have researched you. I've checked out your product. Clearly, I've checked out all of your products, you know, mm-hmm. other products. But I do have one more thing. Can we just flex coach to coach? Because a lot of times as a coach, when I talk to other entrepreneurs who are also a coach, we're very humble. Would you agree that a lot of times we have a lot of courage, we have a lot of confidence, but we don't really flex, do we?
I don't. Yeah.
I'm glad you said that. Right now, show us some products right now. This is the prompt, you guys. Show us some products right now. Show us.
So this is my beard line.
Ooh, look at it. And I already got this stuff ready to go. It's already on. Okay.
Beard oil, beard wash, conditioner, and butter. All natural ingredients, all natural products for you to start or upgrade your beard routine.
Let her upgrade you. Let her upgrade you, guys. That beard kush.
Hold on. I have beard wipes, and I also own the trademark beard wipes, so don't try to create your own.
Please don't. These are
on-the-go wipes. You can put them in your pockets, put them in your wallet. They kind of look like condoms. They're not. These are to cleanse your beard, because we know that beards trap food, bacteria, and all kind of other stuff. Yep.
Got that.
And my new product.
What is this?
This is the King Can. This is a self-care kit for men. There are 20 items that men need for their self-care inside of this kit. Inside of this can is 20 essentials that men need for their self-care. I sold out inside the store, but I also have beard filler pens. So if you have patches in your beard, it's not filling in on this side. And I have people who have literally killed their hair follicles in their beard. It's a beard filler pen. We have dark brown, light brown, and black. So you can just take the beard filler pen. It's waterproof, and you can hide those patches so your beard looks cool. Yeah.
Anthony Hamilton. Do we need to tag him on this? All right, great. Guess what, Mo? I want more. See, I usually just chill, take the camera, and walk us around the spa right now. That's what I want. Walk us around.
Okay, so we on a PC. I'm gonna walk y'all around. I'm gonna start at the door. I'm gonna let you see what I see. Ooh. This is when you walk in. This is the reception area.
Love it.
We have some conversation areas where you can play chess.
Yep.
We have our groom room bench, and we have a men's selfie mirror. Hold on, just let me. That's a flex because we want y'all to take selfies.
Please.
This is my pedicure area. Oh, you can see the chairs, and then above the chairs, everybody has their own TV.
Oh gosh. Yeah. You know we come on now. Let's
this
go.
This is our barber area and our sink. Real quick, I'm gonna show you guys our pool table and our bar. We have two treatment rooms. You'll be scared to go in here.
How many treatment rooms?
We have four treatment rooms. This is the wax room, sports theme. This is our dimmer room for massage and back facials treatments. Now, real quick, I'm gonna take y'all into our meditation and sauna center. Okay.
Walk up to the room.
This is the detox center. So these are the bags that you can get in. You can lose up to 1,600 calories in an hour. This is our second one. It's called drip therapy. So you can come in here and get in the bags, or you can choose to come into our meditation center, and you see the waterfalls when you walk in. And really quick, I'm going to show you guys our detox center. So we have literally two saunas in here. You can get in. The saunas have Bluetooth, waterfalls in here. You can see the drip vines. Close the curtain. There's an informational TV in here where you can play soundscapes, or you can get inside of the pods. They actually have music that you can Bluetooth inside of the sauna. And afterwards, you sit down, you relax, you refresh yourself with some water and regain your all of the water weight that you just lost. And yeah, and then we have our retail section where you can purchase our products. So we have I can send you one of these. We have room room jackets, our Love Monkey products, and then we have a whole bunch of male enhancements, beard care, body care, signature robes. So we pretty much got everything. We got men's facial stuff, bath and body bars.
Come on, man.
We got everything you need.
Come on, Mo. Hey, guys. Guys. This is why I love having guests on. Did y'all see that? I know if you guys are listening, after you listen to the entire episode, I want you to hop on YouTube and I want you to watch how we just ran around just now. That was absolutely amazing just now.
You can take a virtual tour on my website too.
Did you hear that? Huh? Take the virtual tour right now, guys. All right. Now, guess what, guys? Here's what I want. Now, here's what you guys didn't even know I'm doing this. The first man to comment either on my social media page or you can get on the website, you can go in it. The first man to hop on either the YouTube page or any one of the social media pages, and they tell me two things, how many sauna rooms there is in the groom room, and one Jeezy lyric, I will send you the self-care box. What was the box called again? The King box?
The King Can.
I will buy your King Can for you. All you gotta do is tell me.
Oh, you got money.
You know, we do well here. Okay. All you gotta do is tell me how many sauna rooms there were and one Jeezy lyric. And the first person to do that, I will send you from me to you. From King to King, I'm gonna send you that.
And I'm gonna throw in a beer box. But it gotta be like one of the livest Jeezy lyrics.
It gotta be. All right. It gotta be. What's your favorite Jeezy song? Look at that. You ain't even know we're gonna do that.
I would have to say I Put On.
That's it. Yeah. When I hear that first, the one with do you like the one? Well, with Kanye on it too. You gotta.
Yeah, okay. I love Kanye. I got more respect for Kanye now that I saw his story, but just the original.
But when you hear that, I Put On. Matter of fact, guys,
you gonna play it?
It's actually going to be the song of the week.
Okay, all right.
This episode is Jeezy Put On. Look at that. Yeah.
Listen, because everybody knows I'm like a huge Jeezy fan. He's supposed to be coming to my city real soon. And I hope when you come here, Jeezy, you stop at the Groom Room Men's Spa because we are on the second floor of a very secure building. Come on in for any service you like before your concert.
Guys, when you see the clips, tag Jeezy.
Tag Jeezy.
One, I know he watches Jeezy. I know you watch the show, okay? You already know where to go, all right? That I love that. That is absolutely me. I actually have to make my way up there now.
Really? Okay.
I have to make my way up to New York and go right in there. And I got to go to all the different rooms. I got to be in all the rooms, all areas. I got to go check out.
You're welcome. Come have a spa day.
That's it. That's what I got. I got to treat myself. I got to treat myself, right? I work hard.
All right?
I got to put on for myself.
Okay.
I know. I like how you try to keep it together. I did that.
Gotcha.
All right, guys. Season 5, episode 9, 6 felonies to 6 figures. I'm with the amazing Monique Chapman, business coach, author, master groomer. All right, founder of the Groom Room Men's Spa, the number one award women, Groom Room Men's Spa, and the owner of an amazing, amazing grooming product company, Love Monkey Beard, and a motivational speaker. So let's get to some of these award-winning questions, shall we? All right. And again, thank you so much for taking your time out of your day. So let's just go with the first one. How did we get here? Right? When I say how did we get here, we can talk about the business first. What made you decide to get into this business?
So I was broke. and my mother passed away on Halloween 7 years ago, and I had a daycare and I just wasn't feeling it. I was super depressed after her passing. Like, I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't brushing my teeth. I wasn't showering. Like, I looked it like Pookie off New Jack City. She came to me in my dream because I was her caretaker while she was in hospice, and they wouldn't let her have white diamond perfume, which is her favorite thing in the world. Mm-hmm. So I got some fragrance oils, and I start making her body washes and her body scrubs and the white diamond scent so that she can smell it and feel normal. I never thought anything of it. I just used to go in every morning and I would just wash her. After she passed, she came to me in a dream, and I was incarcerated. I was doing weekends. So I had from Friday to Sunday to do inside of the county jail. She came to me on Friday night and she said, "Mimi, you remember that stuff you made me when I was in hospice?" And I'm like, "Yeah, what about it?" She said, "Bottle that shit up," and walked out of my room. I walked out of my dream. And then this guy asked me to make him some beer supplies. I made those for him, and he started giving it to his friends and they loved it. So I quit my job and I just started making products full time, going trunk to business, selling the products. Then I wanted to learn more about the ingredients I was putting in my products. So I went to school to become an esthetician to learn about the ingredients.
Wow.
And it exposed me to all of these treatments and facials and other services that I could incorporate my products into and make more money. So I went to a barbershop and I was doing it out of a barbershop for 4 years, basically for free, just to get men into self-care, but putting my products into their beard to sell my products. And it kind of just worked. Everyone else wanted to do lashes as an esthetician, body treatments for women. And I just didn't, want to focus on women because I wanted to sell my product. And it turned into this. I scribbled a drawing and I told my friends, this is what my spa is going to look like. It looked like a kindergartner's trick chicken scratch. And literally everything that I scribbled, it turned into this. They didn't see it, but I saw it. And it was the only thing I had because I was a mother of three on social services, working check to check. And in between that, scheming and scamming, like I needed a way to, for one, take care of my family and to do so with my freedom still intact.
Wow. That's absolutely amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Wow. I feel like we could wrap the show up right there, but I love it. And now like we're in the, like, look at what you're doing and like, how did we get here? That's why I always love asking that first. Like, how did we get here?
How did we get here? And not to mention, I have 9 brothers and they're pretty dirty, pretty stinky. And I'm always the one before they go out the house, I'm cutting their nails in their sleep. I'm telling them your breath stink. You need to wash your face. You need to change your socks, putting powder in their socks. So men's self-care has always just been like my matriotic duty.
Thank you. And a lot of times when we were talking prior to show, I thought about how many people I know that actually cater to men's care. Yes, there are plenty of other big companies that do it, but I don't know them. I've never met them. I've never, you know, that I can't, you know, discuss with them, you know, how they feel about candy corn. I don't know them, but you know, here you are. And it's only a handful of people that I know that actually focus and emphasize on men's care.
Right.
And I appreciate that. And not only just the external, right? The external, like, yeah, hey, we need beer conditioner. We need these things. You know, hey, we're getting the King Can and all these things. But being able to not only, hey, meditate, you know, sit down and relax. Like, those are things that are absolutely amazing. That's why I had to get you on the show. All right. So, okay. So let's talk about, you know, what, so thinking about your journey, right? Like, what do you think you've learned from your journey? Not into just men's grooming, because if guys, a simple click on her link tree, a simple walk on the websites, you'll see she's doing a lot. What do you think you've learned, not just from men's grooming, but entrepreneurship as well?
It takes grit. You have to have on blinders if you are going to go into business for yourself. You have to be willing to give your last. You have to sacrifice your time. You have to sacrifice some memories, and you are working 24 hours a day versus the 8 hours that you would commit working for and towards someone else's dream. I've learned that I am fit for this position because I do not take no for an answer. I laugh at no's because I feel that people, try to limit you. They will try to limit you. And I have been a prime example for people's past being a present thing in people's mind. And they put a label on you. So I've learned that I am Wonder Woman. I am quick and I will go around, and whatever I put my mind to or I put it down on paper, it's going to happen.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And a lot of times, you know, like you said, people put labels, and that's just a reflection on their limited minds.
Yes.
Their limited thinking, their lack of courage. And like I said to you prior to this, thank you for having the courage to jump out here.
Right.
You know, look at where you are. You're physically in the manifestation of what you've put in.
Right.
Look at how much you've put on.
And I feel like I'm only at 25%.
We ain't even see like, the full. We ain't even see the 100% yet.
I wake up every day at 5:30 and I feel like, Monique, you only on 25% versus me looking at people who I'm around. My coach is Six Figure Spa Chick. I don't know if you ever heard of her.
Absolutely. She's a
beast, right? She's my coach and my mentor. And when I look at her and I'm around her, I'm thinking to myself, like, your mother has carried you this far with 25%. It's time for me to go the rest of the way because I'm only at 25%. Mm-hmm. I'm only at 25%. So when I get to my 100,
The 100. Watch out. Yeah. Watch out. And shout out to Six Figure Spa Chick. Like,
yes.
Listen.
Candace Holyfield is life. Like, just I only take in 30% of what she says because our one-on-ones be so intense. And she told me, you not dreaming big enough for you. I got bigger dreams for you than you are manifesting. Wake up. Go harder.
Yeah.
And for people to say that is weird. It's in the wall.
I definitely appreciate her. So when you talk to her, tell her here on the C Plan D show, we appreciate her and the work that she puts in.
Yes. She is amazing.
If she wants to fly me out to New York to go to the man cave.
If she want to fly you out.
Listen, she got it. I appreciate, like, I've been, even before she even referred to it as a six-figure spot, like, she has been doing the work. Mm-hmm. So that's a shout out to her. Yes. All right. So, for you, hey, it takes grit. You're right. All right. Now, let's just go back as far as what, so we know that as far as an entrepreneur, it takes grit. But what have you learned from even just in men's grooming? Men's grooming.
Fellas, you don't value yourself. Oh. You don't value your self-care. And it takes for women to promote you to want to feel like taking care of yourself is golden. I believe that men prove their masculinity by having calluses and rough hands, but it's the complete opposite. You taking care of yourself is not just taking care of your physical, but also your mental and your wellness. Men who pamper themselves are not just doing it to look metrosexual or to go in a room and their nails are shiny. They're doing it because they need time to relax. They need time to heal. They need time to reset. So I think that I have learned that men are not taking responsibility for their reset, and they are the prime reason why they're on overload. So because they're ignoring their self-care.
Yeah.
You ending the show again?
No, just tag me next time when you talk.
Yeah, I was about to say, and just by me saying that, the way that you're looking, you don't have a self-care routine.
Yeah, I have one, but I can admit that it's not as consistent as it should be. And so just hearing you say that, I'm like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, we got to.
Why not?
Got stuff to do. But that's an excuse.
Think about it. Women have maybe double the task that you have on their list, being mothers, being businesswomen, but we still find a time to go get our nails done. We still find time to get our hair done. We getting our lashes done. We getting our makeup done. We getting our feet done. And it doesn't really matter what has to get striked off the priority list. It's going to happen.
I need six guys to just hop on the social media channels.
So they want to argue?
No, and say I'm in, and we all going up. We all going up.
Okay.
To the groom room. We got to go.
Come on.
I like it. I like it a lot. I like it. All right. So thank you for that. Okay. So let's talk about, here, season 5, episode 9, 6 felonies, 6 figures with the amazing coach, founder of multiple things, motivational speaker. Monique Chapman. So Monique, so when we first talked and I asked you, hey, what do you want to name the show? I was surprised at the name of this show because I thought you would have went with, Love Monkey Beard. I thought you would have went with Groom Room. Some people, they go with a very safe type of name. but clearly it's not safe. So please talk to us about six felonies to six figures.
So six felonies to six figures, it kind of sums up my life thus far in my 41 years of living. Prior to being a business owner, I was what you would call a jailbird. Like from the age of 16, like I have been to prison three times, multiple county bids, and I just did not get it. I thought that the easy way was the way. And I was consistently missing my children's birthdays, bar mitzvahs, first grade graduations. I'm missing all of these things because, for one, my mother always, she was my ride or die. I could do anything and any consequence that I had to face. I wasn't afraid of the consequence because I knew that she had my back. She would have my children. She would get my house together. And I kept making those same mistakes over and over again. And it wasn't until she passed away that I realized I have no backer. My consequences stopped. And then my daughter, who's 24 now, she had a baby. So now I am in my mother's shoes. And I don't ever want to miss one of my grandson's birthdays. First words, potty training. I'm not missing nothing. I take him to school every morning. And my six figures is of my past. That is my past doing. That was my sacrifice. That was my strife. That was my sickness. My greed was my sickness. And I was always smart in school, high honor roll. And it was a judge who sentenced me to my last prison sentence. He said, "Monique, I'm looking at your they do like a summary of your life. He said, "You are smart as hell. You would be a great businesswoman." He said, "If you can take everything that you do and you know and that you get away with, not what we see on paper that you have gotten caught for, what you get away with, if you can take that and put it into a business, you'd be rich." And he's right. He was completely right. He scared me. He put fear in me because I knew that his word was a consequence and I couldn't return back to my previous life. So I listened to what he said and I opened up my business and I went with it. I literally took myself off of welfare. I literally turned my food stamps into something usable. I fed myself, of course, but I started with food grade products because I had no money. I had no money and I wasn't going to risk my freedom out here again in order to start my business. So yeah, the six felonies turned into six figures. I was able to take myself off of welfare just with my products alone. The groom room was something extra. The groom room is what halted me into my six figures and my comfortability. But it was my products and focusing on my products because it was all I had that switched me from the six felonies into the six figures. You about to end the story? You about to end it again, huh?
All right, guys, that's the end of the episode. No, that listen, man, you know, that was deep. That was very insightful. Mm-hmm. And just to hear it, like, I was like, oh no, I'm just shutting up. I'm not even, you know, just to be able to hear that. Cause you know, you and I both know that unfortunately people don't, they stop at the first part of this hashtag. And that's right. It. You know, and some people that go to the second part of this hashtag, the six figures, never have went through the first part of it. And right. So, the fact that you are here and you went through a lot, you adjusted, you converted.
Yes.
You know, all these things that are happening and able to now, you know, look at what we're doing, man. Look at what you're doing. Now look at what we're doing. You know, this is just a podcast, but look at what you are doing, you know, and the legacy that you're leaving and the imprint that you're having. So thank you.
Thank you.
So, you know. Wow, that was
because
that was,
if I didn't have customers like you who believed in my product and you give me input and spread the word about it, I would probably be on my 16th felony because I had no other plan. There was no other plan except for Love Monkey, which let me tell y'all why it's called Love Monkey real quick
because because
they dogged me on the Shade Room, right? I did an advertisement on the Shade Room and it was like Love Monkey Beers and it was like 16,000 comments. What a racist company, blah, blah.
Wow. But
Yeah, they didn't know that it was Black owned. So I have to tell people the origin of the name. My mother, who passed away, her name was Simone Monk. Everybody called her Monkey. So, and that's why you'll see I always wear this necklace that my son got me with the monkey on it. She would always give out cards, holiday cards. She sent them to me in prison. They used to call me the mailman. My mother wrote me every day I was in jail. She never let me go more than 2 days without me getting a card. So all of her cards, she would sign Love Monkey on it.
Wow. Come on, man. Come on.
So when I was thinking of a company name, it was the first thing that came to mind. That was familiar to me, the Love Monkey, because I feel like she came to me in a dream. And when she told me to bottle that shit up, that's what I did. Like, that was her gift from the grave to me, because I was at a standstill. I had no idea what I was going to do next. So I had somebody try to buy my company before, but they wanted my name and it wasn't worth the money.
Mm.
Yeah. I would have had to give up my name and sell them my name. So I'm broke now. No, I'm joking. I did not sell the name because it means that much to me, her legacy.
Wow. And you know what? And that's like, yeah, I didn't even think about asking you, like, hey, where did the name come from? You know, because I see the love. I'm like, okay, it's great. Like, I didn't, like, that's crazy that somebody was like, oh, it's racist. Like, okay, guys, like.
That's only because they're putting Black men or Black people with a connection to monkeys.
And, right. Like, guys, we're not monkeys. Okay, yeah. We're good. Like, I like the logo. I like the name. It's easy to remember, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, man. Guys, it's great products. This is not an advertisement.
Yet.
I love the product.
Thank you.
I've definitely had a lot.
You've had a lot.
Beer products.
I'll send you some more. We're actually changing our look. I'll send you some more.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, guys. That's right. As soon as we get done, I'm gonna have to listen to Jeezy all day.
Okay.
Thank you for that name. Thank you.
You listen to Jeezy, you're going to start your own brand. I'm telling you. That's
it. Watch.
When I was in prison, I used to get to walk. I was like on this farm prison and I had two Jeezy tapes and that's all I would listen to. So when I came home, that was my motivation. Like most women love Jeezy because, you know, he handsome. They want to get with him. Mine is like a bro, you motivated me in ways. Like I could sit and think when I have a planning session, I listen to Jeezy, The Recession. You got to listen to The Recession.
Listen to The Recession.
But that's where I get my motivation.
Yeah, of course. I've heard all of them. I have all of them. But today we both listen to The Recession today.
Okay. It's on my phone. That's all I listen to.
I got my minivan. If you see my minivan, is named Goldie. If you see Goldie,
oh my God,
and you hear it, when you see me, never mind. I ain't gonna do him like that. I ain't gonna do him like that. Thank you for that. And thank you for letting us, and thank you for, you could have sold this. You could have. A lot of people get into the business game to be able to say, oh, I have a product. Another company comes around. Oh, I buy it. And then that would have been it. And then that would have been it.
No.
You know, and you don't even know what they would have done with it. They might have just shelved it. And then guess what? But now we have such an amazing story behind this product. I already love the product, and now I'm all in. I'm all in now.
Thank you.
I'm all in. Okay. That's that. Thank you for that. All right. Season 5, episode 9. I'm here with Monique Chapman. Six felonies to six figures.
I probably got more than six, but we just gonna count this.
I'm gonna just keep playing around, guys. I'll send the Cash App and that'd be it. But no, that's all right. I love the name. I mean, it was a great name, and now when you told me that story, like, wow, like I really love the name. All right, so let's talk about some men's grooming, right?
Okay,
you know, you definitely put us on blast by talking about, hey, we ain't taking care of ourselves. You're absolutely right. I really love the beard wipe. Because I was like, oh, okay, cool. So if I'm eating my ribs or my vegan meals, because sometimes I might do that, you know, having that to refresh throughout the day, I was like, wow, these are really great products. I really love your products.
Thank you.
So let's talk about men's grooming, right? What do you think are the big, so outside of like, hey, we don't take care of ourselves, like, what do you think are the biggest issues that plague men with grooming?
The biggest issues that come in here are your feet.
Oh, man.
Men are not properly drying in between their toes. They're not getting pedicures. I had a man who came in here. He was 42. He's never had a pedicure in his life, and his feet showed it. That is a huge part of your health. Mm-hmm. It plays a huge part in your walk, in your stride, and your feet take you everywhere you go. I think that men are not paying attention to their hands and their feet. Your hands are your greeting cards. You don't want to walk into a business meeting and your hands are all calloused. And let me see your nails, because I do this to strangers every day. Let me see your nails. Let me see your nails.
It's not bad. Look, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's not. I don't think they're bad. They could be better, but I don't think it's bad.
Okay. You get like a six, but they could, yeah, they can be well polished. So every time you speak,
I do that. Yes.
Okay. Every time you speak, we should be able to see that you care about yourself, because I don't want to listen to a man who doesn't care about himself. If you don't care enough to wake up in the morning and make sure everything on you is 100%, I'm not listening to you.
Can't listen to this.
I don't.
I get it. I get it. I like that. I like
that. So when I see men in power, it empowers them more in my brain for me to say, wow, he creased his pants. Wow, his edge up is fresh. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, his nails are done. Like, he woke up and he cared about himself.
So when you talk about, because I do get, it's not as often as, but after this episode, guys. Now, okay, let's talk about that. How often should a man get a manicure and pedicure? How often should this be?
Monthly.
Monthly. Okay. So monthly. One time a month.
Yeah. So women would do it every 2 weeks. Monthly.
Minimum once a month. But if
once
if,
a month. And a facial.
And a facial. See,
a professional facial.
I will say now, but after this episode, I'm going to get one and I'm going to tag you. I'm going to go get a facial.
Okay. Because your nails grow like every 7 days. Your nails are growing, your hair is growing, which means it's growing on your face, it's growing on the nape of your neck, it's growing out of your ears, it's growing and it's growing. You want to make sure that you're well groomed and manscaped, because hair leaves an odor, it holds bacteria, and it stinks. Like, you want to make sure that all around 100% of the time you are well groomed for any walking into any room. Somebody might say, hey, Gary, I'm about to take you on vacation. And then your feet not ready. You got black toes. Man. You got to wear socks with your Nike sandals.
You got to ball up my feet like this.
Yeah. See? And no. No. And that does something to your self-esteem while you're out. So now you're playing with your level of self-esteem. You're playing with your self-image. You're playing with the way people are going to interpret how you care for yourself.
Yeah. Because we see how Steve Harvey out here.
He's sharp.
Thong sandals.
He'd be sharp.
And be in Dubai a lot. I'd be like, dang. Yeah.
But you got to think about it. His wife, Marjorie, she don't play no games. Sis be on point. So she's not going to be walking around with Steve looking like Chris Tucker. Right. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Chris Tucker out here catching strays. He ain't even do nothing.
Right.
All right, give me a okay. So you definitely highlighted, hey man, we got to take care of ourselves, you know, outside of the general stuff. Hey, she just tried to get me with these. See, right. I got a six.
Now I got a six because I don't see any dirt under your nails, I don't see callus.
No, I let other people do the dirty work. I've already gotten my hands dirty for a long time. That's right.
That's your new ad lib.
That's it. Watch what happens when you guys listen to go back and listen to episodes after this. Okay. So all right. So once a month. So at minimum monthly, but you know,
yes,
more than, you know, whatever your preference is, as far as, you know, if you want to get it every 2 weeks, whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. What is a myth outside? So we know, hey, guys need to take care of ourselves. We need to make sure we do more than the general stuff. Like you said, it's a presentation of us, how we represent ourselves. What's a myth that you've heard, you know, being in the number one award winning the groom room,
Mm-hmm.
What is a myth that you have kept hearing, you know, constantly, that you want to just dispel right now?
Black men don't care about their self-care. Mm. I was told when I opened by some of the other people that I wouldn't be able to make a career out of this because my community doesn't care enough about their self-care to sustain my lifestyle. And that is false. I get all kind of my biggest and most loyal clients are doughboys. They do care about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The older men, our community, people of melanin skin, we do care about our self-care, but you guys just don't see it as a priority. It wasn't a routine that was taught to you.
Yep.
And it wasn't something that you put on your list every month, like paying your lights and your rent. So it has to be taught. You will care about something if you knew how important it was. So just me giving my clients educational services is important to me because I know that me telling them the benefits of a pedicure, the benefits of a facial, or the benefits of meditation and detoxification will change their outlook on their routines.
Mm.
So I absolutely pride myself on when I see my clients out, I check their nails, I check their hair. They hate me. We in a club. I'm telling them, take your shoes off because you ain't been to the spa in 3 months. Let me see what your feet looking like.
I like it. You know, guys, tell me this is not one of the top 10 episodes already. For my executive producers, if you just watch this, yeah, this is your favorite episode right now. But executive producers, been with me. You know what, Monique? What if I just told you that this is episode 103?
Stop playing.
Hold on.
Call Jeezy right now.
Hey, get Jeezy on the line right now. Hold on. I might have to actually check this because I'm really thinking about, like, I don't number them like that. I did episode 100. This might be 103 or 104. It might be, if this is 103, I have to call
Jeezy. Did you see how I just got gang? Okay. Come on, somebody tell Jeezy. Okay.
I gotta really check it out. This might be 103? I did for the 100. I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna let you know what number it is. But no matter what, it's gonna be 103 right now. All right.
Okay.
So, thank you for that. Okay. So you said, hey, guess what? You are talking to me as well as a million other men who fall into line of that. I will be 100% transparent and say that while I do take a conscious effort to take skincare, to take self-care, I can admit that I fall short as far as the consistency with it.
Yes.
Right. So, you know, of course I'm washing my face and I'm manscaping and I'm doing all those things. But when we think about self-care, like you just highlighted, a lot of times, stereotypically, we fall into the, you know, handling business, doing these things, you know, getting all these things done. So we put off those things. Yeah. When I flew out to Puerto Rico for my birthday. Yeah. I got a pedicure and it was great. And I just thought to myself, when we get back, I got to do that more often. Not just, you know, that.
Because it gave you time to sit and think about how important you were.
She was massaging the calf.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was getting the bottom and I tried to hold it in and not laugh and stuff like that. And I was like, I can't laugh. Think about some gangster shit right now. Like, think about something crazy, you know. But she was getting the bottom and then she used like the all this different, the wax and stuff like that. It was
the paraffin.
Yeah. There you go. See? Yeah.
Our pedicures come with the paraffin bath too.
Yeah. So it was great to be there and get that. And to be honest, a lot of times I only think about doing that when I go on vacation. When I go out on a trip, when I go on vacation, I will do that. But it needs to be, like you said, every day. So let's talk about, guys like myself, guys like everybody else, as far as not just, we're going to talk about beard care in a minute, but as far as like, you know, the skincare, stuff like that, what is the first thing a man should do? Like, all right, a man is listening to this episode right now. I'm going to tag a multiple men. A man is going to listen to this episode. And they're like, I don't know where the first step.
For what? For skincare?
Yeah, skin. We could go. Let's do skincare. Let's do beard care.
Okay. for skincare.
Yeah, go ahead.
What I find that most of my clients do not implement into their routine is exfoliation.
Shit. Go ahead. I mean, I was saying it for somebody else who was listening, probably watching and listening to the episode, not necessarily the host of the episode. Go ahead.
Okay. So you guys are not exfoliating. That is just taking exfoliant is a salt or a sugar inside of a wash. So anything that feels grainy, wash your face with, wash your skin with at least 2 to 3 times a week, because your skin is evolving and shedding. So you want to be able to get the dead skin off of your face so that your new skin can glow. Most men come in and their pores are so clogged because you're not exfoliating. So the first thing I would say for a man that I know you guys are not doing is exfoliating. Go in your shower and use your girlfriend's stuff. That's the best thing I could tell you. Wash off after, because I don't want you to smell like roses or lavender, but use her stuff. Use her facial scrubber, the brush that spins, you know, the brush that spins. Sneak and use it because you need it.
Or just buy one your own, guys. You ain't got
one. Yeah, but guys are not exfoliating.
You better not walk around me smelling like a Japanese
blossom.
Yeah, don't do it. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So exfoliate. Now, I think you know it. Does Love Monkey have exfoliation products?
So we do have a man scrub.
Okay, a man scrub.
Yeah, we have man scrub, and it's in a Kush scent too.
Oh, guys, she knows she said that because I told her prior when we first started. I tried all the products. Because I like to try the products. Like, I want to support, and I don't want, I will never give anybody empty compliments. When I put that Kush on, the beard butter, listen, it's all there. It was all there.
And that's all handmade. I literally still hand make all of my products.
I felt it. Like, I felt how, like, it felt, it did not, you know what? You didn't even know I felt this way. I liked how it felt because it didn't feel like it was just mechanically like produced. It wasn't like that. It was like I scooped them out, bam, hit it up, boom.
That's okay. All me. I was whipping.
So it's all there.
I was whipping. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. See, here we go. Ran through the check. It's all there. All right. See, now you have me really listen to Jeezy for the rest of the week. Okay. So exfoliate should be first. So you're saying get one of those exfoliating. Of course, we're gonna give Love Monkey.
One inside the King can. There's okay. Exfoliating sponge inside of the King can. You got some face and foot scrub inside of there. A manicure kit. Oh, I could read everything. So, yeah.
Let me know if it's all there.
Yeah. Exfoliating sponge, a man soap, which is a bar of exfoliating soap with a fragrance. Smooth hand butter. So it's just like the beard butter, but it's for your hands so that your hands are nice and smooth and shined. You get the premium beard oil, beard and body wash, beard conditioner, foot and body scrub. You get a detangling brush for your beard, shower disc, the shower power disc. So these are just like women, we have the bath bombs. Mm-hmm. These are discs that you throw at your feet in the shower, and they exude lavender and lemongrass and peppermint mix essential oils. So it's just to awaken your body to relax you, right? I use them all the time. Detangler brush shower disc. You get a foot power, a manicure set, a first aid kit, and 5 beard wipes.
Okay. I was going to throw in another Jeezy lick, but I'm going to just chill right now. I'm going to just chill.
What you got?
No, I'm going to wait. I'm going to just on your Instagram page. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just say a comment, and I'm going to just throw a Jeezy lick right behind it.
Okay.
So exfoliating is first as far as skin. Okay. So quickly talk to us. In reference to beard care, what is the first thing we should do? It's guys out here who probably are growing a beard, have a beard that they've have. I've had a beard for the longest, you know. What is the first thing that you would recommend, that you would suggest for people to make sure that they have a healthy beard?
Trim it. And I don't mean your barber getting the trimmers and shaping it or making sure that it's round, perfectly round. I mean, literally taking a comb, just like we do our hair on our heads, mm-hmm. and trimming the hair that is causing you not to to get through smoothly. So you need to detangle it, and you do that by trimming the edges. Most of the dead hair on your beard, it'll be the curls at the bottom.
What?
So just trim that, and you will see a huge difference. My okay. clients come in. I'm not a barber or a hairstylist, but they do call me the beard queen, and that is, I am a Poganophile, if you know what that is. Like, I am obsessed with beards and beard care. So when my clients come in for my beard treatments, if I cannot smoothly get my wood comb through it, I trim their edges, the edges of their beard, and voila, it's manageable. So I would say, you guys with the big hobo beards, make sure you are trimming your beards. It's not going to take away from your length. Mm-hmm. It's going to help it with your growth. So make sure you are trimming your beard, because every time you're pulling on a beard that's tangled, you're popping the hairs. So make sure you get a beard trim.
Okay. So
and beard not literally with scissors or shears, not with what do you call it? The barber clippers. Yeah.
Okay. So trim our beards, exfoliate, create a self-care routine. That should be happening.
Drying between your toes, please.
Drying in oh wow.
When you get out the shower, making sure that in between your toes are not damp, because 95% of my clients come in and they have athlete's foot. Gosh. It's because their feet are not being properly taken care of or wearing foot powder, so that the moisture from your feet is absorbed in the powder and your feet. Yeah, foot powder. You get one inside the beard kit. I mean, inside the king can.
All right. Okay. Got it. I'm going to have to get two now. I like that. And you said the power disc. Like, so I'm just tossing it. Bang. And
then yep, right you, the power. So what I do is I put them right in front of me. And I swear it awakens me every morning. Like, I literally have a little twist top thing inside of my shower. Mm-hmm. It's full of the disc. I put them in there. Three and four at a time.
That's it.
It literally rises.
Okay. So you hooked us up with some information on self-care.
Uh-huh.
You've talked to us about beard care.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing a piece of your life, a chapter of your life with us.
Yes.
Thank you for giving us tips about, hey, you know, what you learned from being a businesswoman, not just, you know, beard care, those are things, but you are an entrepreneur, and you saw, and I always tell people that entrepreneurs, yes, we offer products, we offer goods, we offer services, but we offer, the main thing that we do is offer solutions. So thank you for offering solutions for people, for men like myself, men that we need to take our self-care seriously. And outside of like smoking a cigar or, you know, hey, we're shooting pool. And of course we should do those things, but taking as far as our health and how we look,
you can shoot pool in here while getting your self-care.
See, when she walked us around, I already saw it. I said, oh man, you know, and thank you for all that information.
You're welcome.
So as we wrap up this amazing episode, which I really am having such a great time, because I enjoy like hearing what you're talking about, putting us on, you know, putting us down with, you know, really taking that time to say, hey guys, you know, self-care is important, not just for women, because we do see that on TikTok. We see a lot of that where the narrative for self-care has been mainly focused on women. But a person like yourself, you know, and other people who do it, you know, that are focusing, hey guys, focus on self-care. I really, as a man, I really appreciate that. All right. So you've dropped a lot of heat, dropped a lot of jewels. We talked Jeezy lyrics. What is something that you like to leave us, you know, as far as a pearl of wisdom, you know, just one more bit of advice, and just in anything. It doesn't have to be, it could be anything you think about, but drop us a piece, something that we can take with us today.
I would say never listen to other people's opinions. Never listen to someone else's no. and always be in charge of your yes.
Mm. Oh, man. Please say that last part one more time.
Always be in charge of your yes. I got a fortune cookie. I always, me and my guy, he gives me fortune cookies all the time because I really love collecting them. And when I was asked to speak, Six Figure Spa Check asked me to teach some classes. And I was afraid because I know that I know what I know. Mm-hmm. And I know that I can teach people what I know. Mm-hmm. My fortune cookie that day said, great things happen when men in mountains meet.
Mm.
And what I got from that is, I am the mountain.
I was about to say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am the mountain. I needed an aspiration, and that definitely hit me really hard. And I live by that now. Great thing happens when men and mountain meet, and I'm definitely the mountain.
Hey, mountain.
Hey.
That is wow. All right. So we heard so much about you. All right. So drop your info. How can people connect with you? You are doing a ton of things.
Yes. I'm actually doing a masterclass to certify people who are in the beauty and spa industry to become certified male groomers. So I am going to teach you all my sauce so that you can take it, put it and implement it into your business to add men to your menu. You can text the letter EZ men's skin, EZ men's skin to 21,000. That masterclass will be held. Six Figure Spa Chick is doing a Build a Spa weekend, April 28th through the 30th. And I only have 7 seats left. Anything else that you need from me, you can look on my website. That is lovemonkeybeards.com. That's where you can find all of my products, all of my beard care, all of my self-care. You can use Sezzle. So if you want to fill your card up and put that in 4 easy payments, I've made it easy for you to get my products. And we also private label. So you can buy my recipe, my products, put your name and your brand on them. It's a no headache launch. Literally, I give you my products in gallon wholesale. And you can launch your own beard care line because I want you to get a piece of this $42 billion market. It's really easy. It's lucrative. And I want to see people start their own line and to see their own money.
Guys, I'm not even going to lie. Like, I've never been a person that if you see a podcast, you see an episode, you see maybe the host is sort of exaggerating with certain things.
I don't know you.
Maybe this has happened. I've never heard that happen before. I've never heard where a company is hooking you up for you to be a business and they're hooking you up with what they have.
Yes.
I've never heard that before. That is stunning right now. I'm stunned right now. Wow.
It can't be a gift if I don't give it to somebody, right?
This is true. Yeah. Okay. You're supposed to give out gifts.
Yes. But I want you to need me.
Yeah. Distro. Got it. Okay. All right. So any other contact information? What do you have coming on along this week, or what's on the menu? What's happening?
So the Groom Room Men's Spa and Lounge. This month we are celebrating our 3rd year in business. I have some a brand new staff, which I am super excited about. We're doing our photo shoot this weekend. So you guys can meet my new staff on our Instagram and on our website, which is Groom Room Men's with an S spa.com. We are 5 stars on every platform.
5 stars.
We are top rated by Wives and Girlfriends and Side Pieces.
Wow.
Okay. What? We all are.
Right. No.
We are their spa of choice. When they want to pamper their men, they bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us in Rochester, New York. If you are in upstate New York, come by and visit us. We are at 215 Tremont Street in the Key Locks Business Park. We are door number 8. We have the entire 2nd floor. We can lock you in so your baby mama won't catch you outside. Hey, I have to make sure my clientele feels safe and secure. Okay. Right. So we can lock you in. You can lock them out. Come in. You can meditate. You can just come in. If you are a man and you are in our area and you just need time to unwind, you need some time to yourself, I welcome you to come in here and use our space for your peace. I have men who have lost their best friends who just come in and sit in the sauna. We do offer free 30-minute drip sessions to our clients if you need time to just to unwind and relax, because we see more men are carrying more stressful jobs. They're taking care of whole families. The real men are taking care of whole families, and I don't just mean their children. So if you need somewhere to just come and unwind, we welcome you.
I love it. Thank you so much. Guys, please, if you are in the area, if you're making a trip to it is considered upstate New York, right?
It is upstate. Buffalo, Syracuse area. Yeah.
So if you are in the New York area, if you are in the vicinity, please take at minimum 30 minutes. Go get checked. Go sit down somewhere. Go relax. Yeah. Take advantage of all the things we just saw and heard. You know,
get a membership.
Yeah, get a membership. Be in an environment that is not just looking at you as just a cash cow, because that's you clearly heard that's not what we're hearing today.
Yes.
Take advantage and be a part of a company that cares about you. You know, you guys know that it's a lot of men beer companies, a lot of men groom companies, but they're just manufactured. Here's a person that's really doing it. We heard the reason why. So I already had Instagrammed her and said, hey, DM'd her and said, hey, you got a customer now. I'm in.
I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you so much for stopping by. Thank you for dropping that heat. Thank you for letting us know how we should take care of ourselves. You know, I greatly, greatly appreciate you for everything that you do.
All right. I appreciate you more.
All right. So guess what, guys? That's the end of the show. Woo! I know you didn't want us to go. I know you didn't want us to go. You can catch each and every episode here on the C Plan Do Show. We're dropping them on Tuesdays. All right. Taco Tuesday pod. Happy pod day. And so guess what? Get your tacos. Go ahead and take advantage. If this is your first time listening, go binge watch. Go binge listen. I got over 100 of them ready for you. Okay.
You got 103.
103. Okay. 103. All right. If you want to be a part of this amazing podcast, man, please hit me up. You want to promote your goods, your businesses, your services, please let me know. All right. And as always, guys, I know you're like, man, Gary really put him on. Right. It's all about you. You are the best part of the show. So until we see each other again, guys, because we'll see each other, you know where I'm going to be. You know where I'm ready. I need to tell her. I need to tell my lady right now. I need to get flew out tonight. Like, what's Priceline at? Get Priceline on the phone. All right. I need to be up there. Okay. Even though I think it's like 2-3 hours. All right. Until we see each other again.
Four hours.
Thanks for that. Thanks. 4 hours.
My daughter went to Morgan State. It's 4 hours.
Hey, I went to the Morgan State University. That's how we do it here. Okay. Mm-hmm. So until we see each other again, because you know, we're going to see each other in areas and spaces that support us and care for us and take care of us. Until we talk again, because you know you're going to tell me about the beer kush. You know you're going to talk to me about the beer oil. You know, we're going to have that conversation about it. Yeah, show them again. Oh, we ain't even talk about. Okay. And until we share the special moments again. Guys, always remember, see what you want to do, plan it out, and do it. Now, guess what, guys? Before we wrap this up, she's been drinking on this concoction, right? Now, Seek Plan Do community, we're going to try. I said, hey, what are you drinking? I'm thinking she got it. You know, she has something in the cup. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, it could be coffee. It could be Hennessy. It could, I don't know what it is, right? I don't know what it is, guys.
It's monkey farts.
Please tell them what monkey farts is.
It's peanut butter and banana smoothie with protein and caramel swirls in it. I always add a little bit of French vanilla creamer and some cinnamon.
Okay, so guys, so prior to this episode, if you're already watching this on next Tuesday, she's gonna text me, she's gonna inbox me the recipe. I'm going to try it.
It's delicious.
If it's trash, you won't even see this episode. You don't even worry about it.
I'll eat a handful of candy corns.
She got time for me. Okay, okay. All right. Almost hit the end call button right now. But nope. I'm going to try. So she's going to inbox me what monkey farts is. And guess what? And I'm going to post it. You know what? She's going to post it. I'm going to post it. I want you guys to also make it and just tag us so we can see we're going to see what it did. All right, it sounds
tag me on Instagram. I'm the Groom Rooms Men's Spa on Instagram. I'll come up in a red dress or Love Monkey Beards on Instagram.
All right. So tag it and then we want your first reaction, cuz I'm going to do that this week. All right, we're gonna do it. Tag us so that way we can go ahead and see Plan Do Community. Let's see what she's talking about.
Okay, I'm gonna do a video of me making it.
Right, I am going to say that based upon what she was saying, based upon the person that she is, I'm gonna feel like this is okay. All right, I'm not even gonna do a Gary Tries It. You guys already know I do all these different things with Gary Tries It. I'm making this. All right, okay. So you're gonna send me the recipe. She's gonna tag me in the recipe, and we're gonna do it. All right, guys. Hey. Monique, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so hold tight, guys. All right, same life coaching time, same podcasting channel. See ya.